Feels like I've been thinking a lot this morning.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll give you a little bit more break.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Ready. I think, as a United Church, that we're really good at being deacons, at doing the things of service. You know, we make beautiful, simple suppers. We are there to care for people in hospital. We're involved in the community. I think we're really good at knowing how to be deacons. We've really embraced that aspect of the ministry.
Absolutely. So I think our invitation this morning is to wonder about how do we embrace the life of the apostles? How might we bring into focus not just our doing, but literally our being? So Susan spoke about apostles really were the ones who sent the message, embodied the message of Jesus Christ crucified and risen into the world around them and helped others by proclaiming their faith.
Yeah, so how do we do that? I mean, you know, it's sort of such a different time than ours. But I think, you know, here's Stephen, who's before, you know, and Peter was before judge and jury, that, you know, and Stephen ends up being stoned to death because of his testimony. I mean, we're not in that position, but there are times where it's really hard to say, I go to church, I believe in Jesus.
Yeah. And so there's no real easy answer, but what I know is that if I were to speak generally, and that's always dangerous, of course, because it has assumptions attached to it, but if I were to take a broad brush and paint the life of a typical United Church congregation, I would say, for the most part, spiritually, we're quite reserved, quite private, not really extroverted in terms of our faith, at least when it comes to talking about it.
Well, I think it's like I don't want someone to feel like I don't turn someone off because I start talking about Jesus, or I don't want someone to feel like I'm trying to push something on them. I know that there's a lot of people who say, I'm just fed up with church. I don't like what I've heard, and so I just don't want to be one of those people that are adding to that.
Right. And I don't think any of us are, to be honest. But I think the invitation from the story of Acts, especially as we move into the text and into the expression of faith that comes to us from Acts, which is really quite full of energy and full of passion and full of love, I think what we can practice is making ourselves, or attempting to help ourselves, become aware that we stand not alone. That when we find ourselves in a conversation about faith, we are not alone in that. We have a very, very rich tradition that helps us know how to just simply hold the conversation in love and with spaciousness, with an invitation for the other to simply exist in our presence for a little while. I think sometimes folks, especially if they're new to town, need a place where they know they're loved and where they know they are going to be received and welcomed unconditionally.
So that's the great thing about our simple suppers, our games nights,
yes,
things we can invite people to,
right,
the catalyzed cards.
Yes.
Just, you know, to be able to say to someone, I go to the United Church, would you like to come with me?
Right. Absolutely. And we do that naturally, I'd say, really gently and lovingly. And even with the folks who engage us with a rather crunchy energy around, well, I don't like church, I don't like religion, we don't know their story, we really don't. But what we do know is our story, and we do know that we are very able to create room and to welcome and to love unconditionally and to simply embody that inviting sense of presence that might say, we're really glad you've come to town. I really love my community. And if you're ever lonely or ever need to be with someone, we have an amazing amount of resource and love for you at any time you feel you may need it. The invitation is there and the door is always open.
Yeah, it's sort of having your elevator speech. Like if someone says, well, I don't go to church, I don't like church, to say, oh, okay, well, that's, you know, I hear that from you, and that's good, but I really enjoy my church because I enjoy the people, I enjoy going to supper, and what I love about our church is we can decide for ourselves what we believe, even as we talk together. So it's sort of like having that elevator speech that you can say while the elevator goes up three floors.
Yeah. It goes fast.
It goes fast. So have it ready.
Yes.
But it's okay for us to say why we love something even if someone else is saying mm-hmm. it isn't, and just keeping the door open.
Absolutely. And I think there's such a gift. If I were to put one last thought out there for us, I'm absolutely convinced that we have a message for the world that emanates from the Spirit moving in this congregation that is unique, that matters, that makes a difference, that is not offered anywhere else. And I think we know that. I think we do. And can we embody it more? Can we be like the apostles that were just that little bit courageous enough to put themselves out there? Just maybe so that others see the light and the love and the concern we hold for one another in our eyes and in our being.
And we do it because we have the Spirit with us. The Spirit is there to empower us. So, apostles and deacons, we can be both.
Yeah. Apostles okay. is very fun, by the way. Just lest you think it's not. It's very fun because what it does is it creates room for really interesting conversations. And I think all the apostles did was stand in themselves and invite the conversation and the spaciousness around it. And I think that's something we can all do. And boy, do I learn a lot when those yeah. conversations come up.
So, as we ponder that, we're going to move into a time of prayer when we're going to pray in different ways. And then from there, we're going to move into sharing communion. So we'll have our candles. You can come in the table here and light a candle for someone, for yourself, just as a way of offering a prayer for that person. On this table, we have finger labyrinths. These are from the children's area. And it's like the labyrinth on the floor out there. A labyrinth is a walking path for prayer. It is not a maze. There are no choices to make. There's no dead ends. And this, you can just put your finger in and follow the path. And this is a great way of just sort of centering yourself and calming yourself and praying. We've got the most amazing thing I have smelled, tasted, felt, experienced this week. So I invite you to come and put something up there. And we will also have two prayer stations, one on this side and one on this side, with people from our healing and prayer groups. And you can come up to them and ask for prayers for yourself, prayers for someone else, and they'll spend a moment in praying for you. And while that's happening, we're going to sing. But if you prefer just to sit silently, you can do that. Please use this time just to let yourself be in God's presence. So let us pray, and we'll start with singing, Come Let Us Sing.